AutoSales.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chickabee Baseball Law.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Boy, that started a march down the road that turned out to be a disaster for Justin. I'll never forget how disappointed Justin was when he looked down at that steak. Was not going to be medium rare. He's like, he knew it.
But we ate it.
Yeah, I know. He said, I can't believe this thing. It's not going to turn out to be medium rare. We'll visit with Justin coming up here shortly. I do want to say good luck to all the teams that are playing this week all over the state. I saw where Arkansas TV is going to be broadcasting all the, I guess you got baseball and softball. You got track and field. Is there another sport I'm missing here besides that? Baseball, softball, track and field. I think that's it for
what happened to tennis?
In high school? Maybe.
I thought we were talking about Arkansas.
No, maybe tennis is left.
I actually thought you were talking about good luck to all the teams at Busby Camp.
Well, we've got that too.
Yeah,
we need to get. Will you confirm the cost on that, Christian? I know the door's open. It's 11 to 6.
How do you buy the tickets? How do you buy the tickets?
Before we go to Rick, real quick, Roger, let's hit a couple messages.
All right.
Someone said Garth is the worst.
We just got through saying Garth is the best.
I love the entertainment. Yeah. I mean, you know what? I remember getting a contact high with Meat Man at a Stones concert. But for some reason, I want to say it was at Barton. But that just seems... Maybe I got too high and didn't realize it.
Someone says Hank Jr. standing shirtless on top of a grand piano snorting... Rifle was greatness. His 80s concerts can never be repeated. Mm-hmm. Someone says Blackberry Smoke, 25th anniversary, best concert ever. Billy Strings, Scott Diffie with Go Fast. That's who it was.
Scott Diffie, not Joe Diffie.
I'm with Christian. Best concert, Metallica at the Pyramid. Let's see here. Rolling Stones at Wembley. Wow, you saw the Rolling Stones at Wembley. Very cool.
Wow, that's a double hacker.
Worst concert, Great White 6 years ago at a casino, casino in North Iowa. Oh, my gosh, you're right. We're talking about best and worst concert. Today's National Concert Day, in addition to a few other things. It's Cinco de Mayo, so you got that going on. All the Mexican restaurants will be cranking today. Yep. National Teacher Appreciation Day. Thanks to all you teachers. If you got somebody, we'll give them a shout-out.
I remember seeing Elvis down at Pine Bluff.
You didn't
that was
Roger,
so awesome.
You didn't do that. Remember, we're going to be honoring Malvern and Benton's deserving dozen next week. Also, it's National Astronaut Day, and it's National Foster Care Day. Thanks again to all you foster care parents for stepping up and helping kids who are in need and need parents, and thank you for doing that. It's National Nail Day. Make sure to look at your nails and get them done. Matter of fact, Justin Moore's on with us.
Hey, now. How are your cuticles looking, Roger?
Yeah, Justin.
My cuticles are okay. That, you know, that's the thing that needs work. But I'm so glad I don't bite my nails.
Buzzbecue, $10.
Okay.
And you can get them on our website.
Very good. I don't know, Justin. Is that you? Got a major feedback.
Y'all got me.
Yeah, we do. But there's some major
feedback. Maybe Rick. Maybe Rick.
I don't know.
Rick, maybe
Rick, are you there?
I'm here. My major feedback.
I think you pretty much always are, Rick. But that could be a user error on my part. I'm sorry, I can't help you.
You were pushing, but just throughout the show, Roger, pushing buttons to see if you get that to go away.
No, because I can do this. And now he's not on.
Maybe we do that when we're not talking.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know what causes it, Christian.
Justin, but before we go officially to Rick and welcome him, you've gotten pretty consistent about getting your fingernails and toenails done, right? Keep it up with that.
No, I've never had my fingernails done. But,
well, you haven't?
I like pedicures. Yeah. Though.
Christian's never had either. We're gonna get Christian both of those coming up. We're gonna get that done.
Yeah, it's I fought it for a long time, and finally my wife talked me into it, and I'm like, all right. And a buddy, actually my tour manager, he's like, dude, I get it, but he's like, it's pretty awesome. And so I did it, and I'm like, easy. They weren't lying.
They were right.
A little foot rub out of it.
Yeah, they make it look a lot better.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring in Rick officially there, Roger Dodge.
All right, sir.
This
listen, mister.
Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people. Rick Schaefer is also brought to you by Bradford Marine and ATV. Bradford Marine and ATV has 7 statewide locations. Check out their new location in Mountain Home.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing fine, guys, and I suspect that the Lone Ranger never had his nails done.
Probably not.
No.
Probably
no.
not. Rick always, yeah, I hear myself in there. I don't know why
I'm
doing that.
Sorry, I can't. I don't know if it's on my end, I'm sorry. I'm not smart enough to know what to do.
Christian is our producer. We're going to put it on Christian to figure it out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Christian,
you know,
figure it out.
When on our show on Drive Time Sports, when Trey Biddy calls in, there's an echo on his in his ears when I'm on. So I turn my volume down, but that's the only time I know that. Anybody else that's on, that's not an issue. So I don't know if it's my line or not. But
Maybe it's that certain tie line that does it.
It could be. We'll keep working on that. But Justin and Rick, yesterday, Roger did a new song in honor of the trainer who created history by winning the Kentucky Derby, first female trainer to ever do it. And Justin, you know, Bobby Bear's Marie Laveau is one of our favorites. We love to play that on the show, you know. And Rick, I'm sure you know that song. Well, Roger did his song in honor of the trainer for the Kentucky Derby winner this Saturday. Roger,
would
you
like to? Oh, nice.
Yeah, we'll play a little of it. Here we go. I need to clean it up.
Way out in Churchill Downs, where the fast horses go, lived a lady trainer named Cherie DeVoe. She had a long shot colt named Golden Tempo, and all the smart money said that horse is too slow. She just grinned, yeah, right, another favorite done gone.
Sing it if you know it. Here we go.
Golden Temple Auctioneer last in the field. While bettors all thought the outcome was already sealed. But Jose Ortiz came a-rolling down below. Past every horse in that run for the rose. Singing, yee-haw! Another favorite done gone.
Last verse. Here we go.
She lives down back where the fast ponies train, with a stopwatch coffee cup and a horse track brain. 25-1 and still cool as can be. First woman trainer winner in Derby history. Now, Cherie DeVoe, how'd you pull off that trick? Your Golden Temple horse here got mighty quick. Wasn't given a chance and still outran the crew. Now every owner wants to hire you. They're calling, no, crap, another favorite done gone.
There it is. There it is. There it is.
There we go.
I'll give you all a chance to sit down.
That may be my favorite one you've ever done.
Wow, how about that?
I love that song.
I do too. Yeah,
to begin with.
Fun song. Yep.
Yeah. That's good, man.
Oh, thanks,
dude.
I appreciate that. There you go, Rick. Sorry, Randy wouldn't play
that's okay.
It.
Listen,
he calls our show first thing in the morning with weird calls, but he won't play that. But go ahead.
On Drive Time Sports yesterday, we talked about how the athletic department needs probably some guidance on marketing at football games.
Right.
And I pointed out that it used to be in down moments the UA band or the pep band at basketball got people excited. Now you hardly hear them. And they play loud music, some of which is nice, some of which is not. Some of which is utilized at times you wonder, you know, you're in the fourth quarter and they're playing Hey Jude. I mean, what is that?
Yeah.
So they charged us because we have Justin and Roger that are contributors to the Buzz to come up with some music that would get Arkansas fans excited. And Trey Biddy pointed out that if you go to an LSU game, they've got all these Bayou songs and, you know, Louisiana Saturday Night, and they have music that is strictly about Louisiana. You go to Alabama games, and obviously they've got songs made by Alabama, but
Sweet
they also play
Home Alabama.
Yes, and they've got Dixieland Delight that
all
they
right.
play. So Justin, you are the ultimate Razorback fan involved in music. How about coming up with something that Arkansas fans would relate to that they could play every game? And Roger, you can do the same because you write music too.
Roger.
That every time it plays, Razorback fans would just stand and be excited because 100%. That's all about them.
100%.
So anyway, that's way out of my. That's way out of. I'm just sharing that with you guys because you're the talented ones, and it was suggested on our show yesterday.
Yeah.
Now you. Well, there you go.
Well, Bass has tasked me with this for years, and I have failed him and you, Rick, and all the rest
not
of
me. I just,
Razorback
I just,
Nation.
It's easier, so, it's tougher than
but you're
is.
Right. I need to do so. You know what's funny, Rick, is I never thought I could come up with something that rhymed with Razorbacks or Arkansas, and I'd be danged if Chris Stapleton didn't do it perfect. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is such a good song. Yeah. Well, you know, Justin, I think I heard years ago, for some reason, when they asked Johnny Cash why he didn't write a lot of songs about Arkansas, I think he made that statement, and it could be revisionist history. They just couldn't rhyme a lot with Arkansas, but we know that he's done a few.
Gotcha. I tell you what we're going to do, Rick, when you're not talking, I'm going to have Roger pot you down, because when you're potted up, that's when it echoes. But you're right, Rick, it's a good point. Let me just say this. I'll point it out to, you know, somebody. You know, I've been going to. I go to every Razorback. I go to every stadium. I've gone to every stadium for 14. This will be the 14th year. And listen. I know what stadiums do the best and do. You know, are they ever going to ask anybody's opinion? Because what they need to do if they're not going to listen to somebody, send somebody to go around and get some ideas and listen to see what everybody else is doing and refresh. And by the way, Rick, we're going to interview a guy that apparently has discovered the story on Hey Jude. You know, I started the complaints about Hey Jude probably, 10 years ago. And of course, now everybody's in agreement. We don't need to be playing that in the fourth quarter. But it's going to be interesting when you find out how Hey Jude even became a part of the regular band music.
If you ever figured that out, and how many times, if you like the Beatles, and I like more early Beatles than I like the late Beatles, but that was when they were all on drugs and they weren't as good. But how many times can you sing Hey Jude in a song?
It just doesn't, it doesn't fit. Yeah.
I don't even know how many times they say it at the end. No, 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 Hey Jude. Good grief. I turn it off. How many times can you listen to that? And so at a football game, why is that appropriate? I don't know. I'm not into Hey Baby.
You're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe it when you hear how this thing.
Well, you got to get him on.
I got to get him on to see it.
Yeah, and again, no disrespect to all Bob Dylan fans, but the only thing that would make that song worse for me is if Bob Dylan sang it.
Well, listen, when you hear how it became a part of what we did, it should be immediately taken off. Yeah. It should be immediately taken off.
But can we hear it?
Then it needs to be. It needs to be taken off. And by the way, Bob Dylan as a singer was just okay, but he wrote some great songs. Now, one of my favorite groups is the Birds.
Ziggity,
one of my favorite groups is the Birds, and he wrote Mr. Tambourine Man.
All right.
He wrote,
I didn't say I was right, Rick. I'm unwashed.
But some of his songs, you're right, and they kind of go on and on,
it's
too.
The voice. People say, I'm sure he says the same thing about my voice.
And you're right. You know, you go to LSU, whether you like them or not, and they've got a great environment. I mean, they've got good.
Our environment is our stadium's beautiful.
Yep.
I mean, it is. It's really, really nice. I've been to a few other stadiums, not as many as you, Baz, or you, Rick, but it's beautiful, but it's like the nursing home of the SEC. I mean, there's literally nothing that excites you. Yeah. And the damn football ain't excited you for the last 15 years either. So, I mean, it's just been ridiculous.
Fired up this morning.
Yes.
I'm coming in hot.
When you start comparing schools, I mean, that's maybe not a good thing to do either. But think about when the Arkansas band forms the A. Now, that's kind of an exciting moment, and they play the same music over and over, and that's good. But maybe it's because Tennessee has 100,000 fans. When they form the T and come marching in there, it seems like there's more energy than
Our intro is not good, Rick. The whole lead up, the whole thing is just not. It's not.
No, I feel like it used to be better.
Yeah,
too. Like I feel like they used to do different stuff and. Yeah. Like back when like Nutt was there and stuff. I don't know about you guys. I mean, it's just my opinion, but I don't like the little gate thing that they come through. I mean, what significance does a gate have?
I think they took it off, Justin. I think it's gone.
It's gone now.
Yeah.
I saw it at the spring game.
Oh, you did? Okay. Well, I think it's supposed to be hogs coming out of a pen. I think that's the sort of the...
Well, that's not... obvious, you know what I mean? Like to me, it's not. But
you
whatever.
Have a pen because these are wild hogs. Yeah. They're wild hogs. They're not penned hogs.
They're wild band of Razorback hogs, right?
That's it.
Do want to thank Edwards Food Giant and Bradford Marine for sponsoring Rick. We want to mention real quick. Kahio Aloy being the SEC Player of the Week. Guys, if there's one guy that can make a difference for this team, you're seeing it with Aloy this past week. He, in the last four games, hit 600, three home runs, seven RBIs, 1,200 slugging percentage. That's over a four-game span. You know, that's the guy that's been missing, and Van Horn brought that up early in the season, during at least the SEC season. And Kojal was the same way. Those guys are starting to... You know, they're starting to, you know, they're sort of catching their stride now. So, with those guys playing well, I think it gives us a chance. And him being SEC Player of the Week, I think, is indicative of that.
Rick, have you ever seen anybody, I'm trying to think over the last 20 years or so, have you ever seen anybody hit the ball as hard off, like, the exit velo? I don't remember any. Maybe Spanberger?
Or his brother.
And I can tell you guys, and David would remember him, and you guys know who he is, but if they'd have had all that stuff back then, nobody hit the ball harder than Kevin McReynolds. Nobody.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
The ball flew off his bat. It went long distances.
He's a big dude.
I still think he's the best power hitter ever, but Spanberger's up there, too. I mean, he was hitting them over scoreboards. So he would be the closest, I think. But yeah, Aloy, but Kevin McReynolds struck out some, but never anything like Aloy does. But that's where Aloy, if he gets over that, once he starts making contact regularly, and maybe he's doing that now, it's when you do things. You know, Arkansas all year has just been kind of good. Not great, not bad, just kind of good. And if all these guys come together at this time of year, you can, even at this point of the season, you can go from good to great.
Now, I agree.
It's going to take pitching, too, and I'm not sure they have the depth in the pitching staff they thought they did, but if their pitching will be just decent and the offense will come through, then, yeah, this team can still do some things, even if they don't get to play at home in the NCAA, and that's okay, too.
Rick, you see, you go back the last three, four, 5 years, Ole Miss sneaks into the tournament, wins the championship. Right. Not sure how Mississippi State was the year they won throughout the regular season. But my point is, you see that happen in college baseball from time to time. Team just kind of is just okay or good, like you said, and then all of a sudden they get hot, and you're like, whoa. Where do they come from, you know? But I'm like you. I'm worried about the pitching. I like some of our pen, Cole and McIlvain, or however you say his name. But I worry about the starter number two and three. You know, you just never know with those guys. And Gackle has all the talent in the world. He just, since his freshman year, he has just not put it together for whatever reason.
His freshman year, though, he was best out of the bullpen, and it seemed...
Yeah, he was fantastic.
This year, he's been good at times out of the bullpen, but now you're down the stretch run, he's got to start. I mean, you just have to.
You think we're going to get Carson Wiggins back?
No.
No, he said no yesterday.
No.
Dave Van Horn said, crap.
That hurts. And it's really interesting the way Dave Van Horn brought that up. He said he's really disappointed, and somebody said, who are you disappointed in? And the reference was, he's disappointed in the doctors for not letting him pitch. And so you hope that, because Wiggins still...
He may never pitch at Arkansas.
He may not, because he's going to be drafted. The question is how high, and Van Horn's hoping, and it might take some NIL money to keep him here, but he's hoping he can get him for at least a year. I mean, the guy touched 102. And you don't see.
And he, unlike his brother, this is according to DVH, and I know you know this, Rick, but according to DVH, he goes, he throws it as hard as his brother, but he throws it over the plate.
That's right. That's right. Although his brother's been hurt, too, and he's kind of rising in the Cub organization and maybe on their club before the season's over, although the Cubs are playing so well, you don't know how much help they're going to need.
The
go ahead.
The last thing I want to mention, only have a couple more minutes, Rick, with you. The ladies softball team, obviously what they did historic, they have a historic year in terms of first. You know, they go to Austin, not only win one, but they win the series. They hadn't even won in Austin. You know, they were 0-6. This team looks like they may have the shot to maybe get over the hump. You know, we've been, since we've done this show together after Tommy left and Justin joined us, we've been having a player from the Razorbacks, Rick, for 5 years, and we've got Ella McDowell. This team, Rick, I think has a shot. Now, listen, they've got to have some good pitching, and they've got Heron is a great pitcher, but there's just something about this team that they didn't look like they were overwhelmed at Oklahoma. You know, they never won at Oklahoma. They did it at Austin. Just keeping our fingers crossed that this might be the year to get to Oklahoma City.
They've got length in their lineup for the first time in a little while.
But you just mentioned a big thing, is they didn't seem overwhelmed going to Oklahoma and Texas. Those were road wins.
Yeah, that's right.
That's 3-3 on the road against Oklahoma and Texas, national championship teams.
Yep.
So the key is they host these regionals and super regionals and get beat at home.
Yep.
Is playing and not trying to impress the fans, not forcing the way to Oklahoma City, just playing like it's another game. And if they'll do that, they've got the talent to win, and I hope they do.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun if that happens. They've knocked on the door, and they've come so close, but maybe this will be the year. Hey, before we go, Roger's got the play. Rick, we will send you off on this call by Phil Nelson from Saturday. Go ahead there, Roger.
Pitch to Turner. Is hit in the air to right center field. It's hit deep. Back is Mosley. Kristen Turner is the hero! And the Hogs have won it on Turner's second home run of the year! Oh, my goodness! Oh, my goodness me!
Always you have those kind of moments. First time that's happened in an SEC game in 16 years. I mean, that's crazy to have a walk-off rubber match game home run that ends it since 2010.
Isn't that something? Yeah. You know, and Phil, I know, realizes this. You got to enjoy it while you're doing it. People still love the people that describe their games. And, you know, the Yankees love their play-by-play guy died yesterday, and he did it for years. And I used to tease Randy about him because he was always so sophisticated, and the Yankees are always so good. But he was a legend in New York, and so Phil's in a spot, Chuck Barrett is. They need to enjoy it while they're doing it because people love listening to that. Now, I do have to share before I go, it's National Concert Day.
Yes.
I bet I got you all beat on this one.
Okay.
My first concert that I ever saw, I was 13 years old. I saw the Beach Boys.
Oh, wow.
When the week that I Get Around was number one in the country.
Holy
man. So you guys may have seen the Beach Boys, but you didn't see them then. And you know who the backup group was?
Who?
The Kingsmen.
Oh, look at you.
Who sang Louie Louie. They were the backup group, if you can believe that.
Wow, that's cool, man.
Where did you see them at, Rick?
At an amusement park in Oklahoma City, Spring Lake. That was back when, you know, you didn't have to. And we had two amusement parks here, Wedgwood and Spring Lake. I saw Herman's Hermits at Wedgwood and the Beach Boys at Spring Lake. And then the Dave Clark Five, when they were really hot, came. And I saw them at a downtown arena. So,
yeah, you know, and Peter Noonan, I think, was at Oaklawn. Just
recently,
he's still kicking.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
Well, side note, I think the Beach Boys are underrated as a band.
Oh, they were fun. Well, in the 60s, they were well-loved. Yeah.
By most people that know music, they're well-respected, I believe.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, how about this?
Very innovative.
The song God Only Knows, Paul McCartney said that's the best song ever written.
I think I've heard it. Where you
Paul
said
McCartney
that.
Said that.
I love
that
you saw
He wrote
them.
A few.
What was the year, Rick, you saw them, the Beach Boys?
1964.
That is awesome. That is great.
I was one. All right, Rick.
You were one. Well, I'm sorry you missed it, Roger.
I know. I did. Listen, but I'm living it through you because you get to talk about it here.
I can't wait to hear Randy's favorite concert. I wonder where it would be, Randy.
It was.
I guess we'll have to ask him. Hey, and I got to tell you this, and I loved listening to Justin Moore the other day. I haven't been into country music very long, but I'm going to go see Ella Langley in Oklahoma City in June.
Very nice.
Nice.
You enjoyed Justin's show the other day.
John, listen.
I loved it. I wish I could have heard the whole show. I only got three songs because I had to go to the radio booth.
Justin's going to be in
Thank
Oklahoma.
You, Rick. I appreciate it.
Yeah, in September, he doesn't know it yet.
I don't.
He does. I know he's going to be up whatever that big...
And you know what he's going to do? Yeah. He's going to introduce the best song that Arkansas fans will love because he's going to be singing it at that concert.
Man.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rick.
Right.
Have a great day. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you, Rick.
Beach baby.
Edwards Food Giant and Bradford Marine. We'll come back and... visit with our man John Daly. Morning Man, fully assembled.
Let's go. Right here.
I love this song.
I know. It's
McCross.
It's
the border
of Mexico in our eyes, like the wind.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball, two-time defending American League Cy Young winner Tarek Skubal of the Tigers will undergo surgery on his left elbow after feeling pain in it over the weekend. There isn't a timetable for his return, but the procedure usually takes 2 to 3 months to return from. On the season, he's 3-2 with a 2.7 ERA. Detroit was tied for first in the American League Central at the time of his injury. Elsewhere, the Cubs continued their MLB best six-game win streak by beating the Reds 5-4. Seiya Suzuki went 2-for-3 with a home run and 3 RBIs in the win. He's batting 321 with a 417 on-base percentage on the season. And the Arkansas Travelers return to Dickey Stevens Park tonight, winners of 9 of their last 10. They'll be hosting the Tulsa Drillers at 6:05. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly cloudy today with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 79 degrees. Today is an Arkansas Storm Team Alert Day for the chance of severe weather, particularly as we get into this evening. An 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms tonight. It'll turn cooler after the storms with a low of 55. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Are you hungry? Something new, $25, all you can eat, sushi rolls, soup, salad, Benihana rice. Come at Benihana's Monday through Thursday.
Boy, did we have fun on Monday in the Zone with RJ Hawk and Chris Kane filling in for Justin Akery. Tuesday is a Top 10 Tuesday brought to you by 10 Fitness. Christian Weaver and Coach Kevin Kelly will sit in. They'll talk to Pat Bradley thanks to the Wood Grill Buffet in Benton, talk about the NBA playoffs. Eli Craner will have a book review for us, and Susan Irwin Prowse will also join us. She'll have the entertainment guide for the weekend. It'll be a full day on Tuesday, so listen to The Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Racing Casino Resort, is now available in Arkansas. FanDuel is giving you better payouts on same-game parlays all NBA playoffs long. With more ways to build and more value every time you play, you can stack your picks your way for every game, every matchup, and every moment. From spreads to player points to threes and more, build it all into one same-game parlay and go for the bigger payouts. So if you're betting same-game parlays this NBA postseason, bet them on FanDuel. More options, better payouts, all NBA playoffs long. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA and Oakland Racing Casino Resort. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spring is here, summer's right around the corner. It's get right time, y'all. You want to make the best of your summer and feel great doing it? Get them energy levels up right now. Get your mood in check and ramp up your sex drive. Do it now at Low T Center. Low T Center is the OG, y'all, the pioneer of the TRT game, and they've helped countless of men across the United States get their lives back. As I said, Low T Center is the OG of the TRT game. Part of that is the fact that they have the highest quality testosterone on the market. Pharmaceutical grade, never compounded. It's what we're talking about. With Low T Center, you know exactly what's going in your body. All providers are board certified and experts in their field. They know the right questions to ask, the right things to look for in your charts, and the right tests to run to keep your TRT smooth and manage the side effects. Thinking of starting Somorlin, PT-141, NAD+, GLP-1s, or other peptide therapies? Low T Center has a variety to offer you to help with healing, muscle tone, recovery, sleep, weight loss, and even hair and skin quality. Head to LowTCenter.com. That's LowTCenter.com and book your TRT appointment today.
This is Quinn.
Wingrove, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
That's a great song. Come here in just a second. 7:35, John Daly coming up. Such a great song. Man, Justin Moore covers this as well.
I'd never get as far as Mexico.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number.
Down on the beach drinking
coke and rum.
I love your cover of this, Justin.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Bing, ding, 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 ding.
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved boy...
Stop the tape. Let's go back here.
It's a Cinco de Mayo, if you didn't know it. So happy Cinco de Mayo.
Every song today has something to do. You got anything about Mexico in one of your songs, Jay Bird? Anything?
I don't think so, man. We were talking that I can. Yeah, I'll have to think about that.
Yeah, I don't, see that we were saying either tequila or Mexico, right?
Tequila, Mexico, or like riding with it, if it mentions Mexico or something in the Gulf of America.
In addition to Cinco de Mayo.
I'll have to put some thought into that. I don't know.
It's National Teacher Appreciation Day, National Astronaut Day, National Foster Care Day. Thanks to all you foster care parents. Really appreciate you.
Absolutely.
National Nail Day. And it's National Concert Day. We're asking, what are the best and worst concerts you've ever been to? We've had just so many that have called and said Justin Moore is the number one concert.
Yeah, number one.
Nobody said that.
Mine's the worst I've been to.
You know, right, we've had several that say, you know what they said? Several have said the worst is, and it's the same reason. It's Hank Williams Jr. because he's been so lit up. They said he didn't finish because that's the old Hank Williams. That's not the
well. Movie. You know, I've seen Hank. I don't know.
You opened for him.
A ton of times. Well, the first tour I did was with him.
Yeah.
What? Your first what?
My first tour that I ever did was with him and Skinner.
How cool is that?
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Super wow. Cool. I mean, really cool. We did like 30 shows or something like that, and I had no idea. I was green as a blade of grass. I had no idea what I was doing, but none of us did in my band. But nonetheless, some nights he just absolutely crushes it.
Uh-huh.
And some nights he's just...
He's crushed.
He's on a different planet, you know?
I mean, that had to be so cool.
Which is probably true for all of us.
Yeah,
but,
that's right.
I mean, he's a trip.
Hey, somebody points out, I want to make this point too, before we get there, let me say, Tracy Hammonds, this gentleman has written and said, my wife of 47 years has retired from teaching this year after 6 years of Pulaski County and 35 years at Abundant Life Christian Academy. Two children, 41 years in the classroom and administration. Tracy Hammonds. So,
congratulations. Tracy Hammonds, yeah. Well, shout out to another teacher of mine. I mentioned my first grade teacher was Miss Clarice Martin. Clarice, yes, she was.
Hello, Clarice.
Yeah, she's a beautiful lady, and I believe she's still around. We had such a large class at Goldstein Elementary School in Hot Springs that they knocked down the cinder block wall in one class and combined the fourth and fifth grade class, so we had them the same teachers, Mrs. Courtney and Mrs. Grisham, and forgive me for not remembering their first names at this point, but when you can remember their names for the good things, for the way they made you treat it, that's a special teacher.
Somebody said, bring down that wall. And they did.
And they did, bro, hamster.
Jeff makes a great point. I heard this yesterday, and I've read about it, too. Isn't it crazy for women's softball for the Razorbacks? They're number one in the nation in the toughest schedule. Number one RPI. They're number five in the country. But yet, in the seeding for the SEC tournament, I think they're like fifth. Maybe it's seven.
Before the series, I think they were seventh or eighth.
It may be seven. It may be seven.
And Baz, like they're like
40. I'm not going to be spot on here, but they're like 47-10 or something.
Know,
like,
yeah,
ridiculous.
41-10, I think. Yeah, it's
41-10. Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. They've won. Now this is the sixth time, and they've done it eight times where they've won 40 games. Six of them have been under Dyfel. But yeah, you're seventh seeded, I think, in the SEC tournament, and you're number five in the country. But I'm telling you, I think this team is battle tested. I'll really be shocked and disappointed if they don't get over the hump this year, especially if they get that super regional.
In the baseball team's not as good as the softball team is in comparison, but they're in the middle of the pack too, and they're 13-11 in the SEC, which is not bad. I mean, it's not what we're accustomed to, but there's two or three at the top: Texas A&M, Texas, Georgia.
Yeah.
Outside of that, there's like eight teams that are all dang near identical records. You know what I mean? Ole Miss was one of them. There's five or six right there that are like, you could be fourth or you could be ninth.
Yeah.
It's going to depend on the coming down the stretch.
That's right. I just hope that they get the breaks they need this year. I sure hope so. William Harrison, a longtime listener, said, give a shout out to my wife, Amanda Harrison. He's been married to her 5.5 years. She's been a teacher for over 19 years.
No!
All you
No, I will not do it.
Now, Justin, someone
says, okay, I shout out to
thank
her.
You, man.
Someone
here,
says, obviously. So Justin got tossed from another game last night.
Huh?
Justin Moore?
I didn't.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
So somebody said,
I did have the cops called on me, but.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Last night?
Yep. So.
You're just like my
literally.
Dad. You're just like
yeah, dude. I thought about your dad.
Exactly what happened to my dad. What did you do, Justin?
This is exactly what I did. I swear on the life of my children. We're all sitting there watching the game. This is Ella's game, high school game at Bismarck, and I go. There was a play at first, and the girl was out by two steps. It wasn't even a close play at all. And they called her safe. And I said, that is terrible. You are terrible. So then somebody from the school, I'm not going to say who because it doesn't matter. He and I squashed it after this. But comes over and says, you know who I am kind of deal. And I go, no, nor do I give a who you are. And he goes, you can't be saying that. I said, everybody at every single game ever played yells at the umps or the refs. I go, but you're singling me out. He goes, yeah, I know who you are, and blah, blah, whatever. I'm going to call the cops, and they're going to make you leave. I go, I bet you they don't. And they didn't. But then he and I had a conversation, and to his credit, he apologized for the way that he behaved. I apologized to him for getting an attitude with him. But I said, dude, come on, man. Like, because I said you're terrible to an umpire, you really thought it was necessary to call the cops? The cop even thought it was ridiculous.
So the cops came out.
And wow. So wow. One of the administrators for our school comes up. He's like, Justin, I know this is ridiculous. They called the cops, and I have to walk you out there. I go, whatever.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
So I'm talking to this. I literally said the same thing everybody else in the stand said on both sides.
What?
I'm like, I go, have y'all ever been to a ball game ever? I go, because. I didn't. It's not like I cursed the guy or I stood up and was demonstrative.
We've heard your clips, so you do stand.
Well, I didn't do a damn thing wrong yesterday. It was even the cop. I go, do you not like think that you should maybe be out like finding a drunk driver or something? Like what? You're literally. No. He agreed with me. He goes, yeah, this is a little silly.
Well, was Kate there with you?
Kate was not, but my parents were.
Right.
But anyway, I don't really want to go into it. He and I made we're not going to be the best friends of all time, but he goes, I heard you call me, I don't know if I can say this on
the radio, so I'll edit it. But he goes, I heard you call me an a-hole. I go, you are one.
Wow.
But anyway, it was pretty heated for a moment. Now, I mean, to have the cops called on you for saying to an umpire, you're terrible, is the most ludicrous, ridiculous thing of all time. I'm not going to say anything.
I'm going to have you call my dad. My dad's has been through that before, and
I can tell you all the real story off the radio.
Is this the state playoff? Is this Ellis?
If I keep talking, I'll say something I shouldn't.
Is this the team that's?
This was just like a regular midweek game.
Okay, so this.
But they're in regionals right now. They play
this week. Yeah, right.
They play Thursday. Yeah.
Ross, just go ahead and take a break if you can, and we'll come back if you want to be a part of the show.
But I don't know who reported that I got thrown out to you, but whoever it is, you're absolutely 100% wrong. I went right back into the game.
Someone said, watch
the rest of the game.
Someone said, did you rip your shirt off?
What?
Did you go shirtless? Did you flex your muscles?
No.
Send a picture.
Hell no.
We've got pictures coming in right
people,
now.
That's what I'm saying. People are just making stuff up. And no.
I thought it was
very civil. I mean, it was not like we were yelling and screaming or anything. It was just a disagreement between me and, I'm not going to say who at the school, but somebody at their school.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Coming up, we'll have Howard Hirsch from Tipton Hirsch. Don't forget Mother's Day this Sunday. Don't screw it up. We'll be at Ava Bella Roger on Thursday.
Ava Bella Day Spa on Thursday.
We've got Buzz BBQ. Maybe you take Mom to Buzz BBQ.
We've got a final Friday, final appearance of the Gravely Tour 2026 at HOCO. We'll be doing that on Friday. And then Buzz BBQ, go online, get your tickets for $10.
Yes.
I don't think they're taking money.
I think so. You're right.
So you got to have that. And listen, come out. These folks love what they do that come out to Buzz BBQ, and they'll have samples for you.
Hey, just because I'm petty, I do want to say that we beat the crap out of them last night. As we have it. And I told the guy, I said, are you just mad because we've beaten y'all at every sport for the last 20 years?
You know, it's Justin on our show is a little bit different than the concert Justin. Don't you think, Roger? He's a little bit more edgy than me.
I heard him.
I'm sorry, Rog. No, I was just going to say, this is like spinach to pie pie for Baz. when somebody feeds him something like that.
Well, no, he loves
getting me riled up.
They text us.
No,
Roger
no,
sees it.
But clearly they lie because they said I got thrown out. No, I mean, I want to know who said that.
Someone says, text me who said that. Someone says Justin Point has never beaten Bismarck in football, nor will they ever. So now we got it. Here we go. It's
okay. Well, everything but football, we've beat the hell out of y'all at everything and always do.
All right, don't go away. We got to read through all these messages now.
Listen, Justin's right. You're right. There's people that are writing this stuff, but Justin's right. That is your spinach, Papa.
Totally.
Jen, he knows that we are so petty. He's already come at me this morning when he was showing me and Chris. He goes, Roger goes after some of these people that text it. You know what? When they say something that's ridiculous, I'd go back.
It's real life.
I go
real
back.
Real radio.
I try not to do it, but I go back at them. I don't block them. I just go back at them, and I don't wish their family see them in a horrible accident, but I get close.
Rog, he can get you going, can't he? I was in a fine mood this morning.
100%.
He just stokes the fire.
You know who he is? He's that guy in the Toby Keith song that he says, hey, come on over. I need your help. I'm good one time. That's what he does for us. He fires us up.
I can't wait to read the message during the break. Don't go away.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for the rest of the show. Right. This is going to be fantastic for me.
And no. What's worse is the ones that hate on him, it doesn't bother him. That pisses me off, too.
I know, right?
Why she left me is not the reason that I'm here. I'm a traveling kind of man, just need a chance.
The low rates are here. The low rates are finally here.
What are you talking about, Roger?
I'm letting everybody know that the Summer Auto Loan Special from Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is officially underway, and this year they're offering historically low rates.
Alcoa always offers great rates for their Summer Special, but historically low?
That's right, baby Bubba. This summer is America's 250th birthday, and to celebrate, Alcoa Community FCU is offering auto loan rates for as low as 1.776% APR.
Wow, those are some historic rates.
In addition to the historically low rates, no payment due for 90 days.
So crazy low rates and no car payment due for the whole summer?
Plus, you can get financing for up to 84 months.
How do I get started?
This offer is valid for 2024, 25, and 26-year models, brand new, or refinance the rides you already have. To get started, go to alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply securely online, call, or stop by any branch.
You're right, Raj. This is historic. How long does this offer last?
May 1st through the end of August.
Roger, we need to let everybody know.
The low rates are here.
Let's face it, getting old isn't fun. But at Edwards Food Giant, aging isn't a bad thing. Introducing dry-aged beef from Edwards, where their expert butchers will let whole cuts of certified Angus beef age for 28 days in their cooler as temperature and humidity are controlled to create the perfect environment for aging. The result is a steak that is tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. Bring the flavor of a five-star steakhouse to your dinner table with dry-aged beef from Edwards. Available at their new store in North Little Rock and coming soon to an Edwards Food Giant near you.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making BetSaracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans fan fave.
Plus, BetSaracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
BetSaracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansas.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with BetSaracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. If constant pain in your shoulders, back, knees, or other joints is just part of your daily routine, let me tell you, the folks at QC Kinetics can help. They are experts at resolving joint pain because they are the nation's leader in regenerative therapy. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free consultations right now. It's a no-pressure conversation. You sit down with a medical professional, talk about where you're hurting, and what you've already tried. They'll walk you through what's actually happening inside your joints, explain your options, and show you how their treatments can help your body heal naturally. No sales pitch, no commitment. And no, we're not talking about taking pain pills or surgery. Their focus is on resolving the pain at its source using your body's own healing agents for real, lasting relief. They've already helped thousands. They can help you too. It all starts with a free consultation. Interested? Just call 501-393-1159. Appointments are filling up, so don't put it off. Take the easy first step and book your free consultation today. Call 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Why should we feel the burn when we work out? We should feel the bounce, not the burn. The bounce in your step that comes when joining the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. Variety and excitement, you found it. People will witness the fitness.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Plumbing problems? No problem. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a whole lot more, call the professionals at BR McGinty. They'll fix it right the first time. Call for all of your plumbing needs.
BR McGinty, yeah.
U.S. Truck Accessories presents Match Game on Morning Mayhem. Listen for your chance to play their version of the classic TV game show from U.S. Truck Accessories in Conway and Searcy. Your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, and more. Veteran-owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
I ain't got one call right.
Stop worrying about your mustache and read a rule book.
Why don't you go read a rule book?
if I'm not mistaken, the other quote that you... that same day, Baz, was, I think I said, you're all terrible.
Yeah. That's exactly what I said yesterday and had the cops called on me.
Well, I
ridiculous.
Think maybe we need to start having security go with you to places. Your own
security. Well, no, I did a pretty damn good job on my own. Like I said, he told me I was going to get thrown out. I told him I wasn't, and then I walked back in and told him, told you. Told you I wasn't going to get thrown out.
Where's Bismarck? Where's Bismarck?
Kind of outside of Arkadelphia. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's about 35, 40 minutes from Poen. And look, in all sincerity, I mean, Basil gets me fired up, and that's his intention, obviously.
No, it's not.
Somebody just said you know we're easily triggered. Baz, don't pee on our boots and tell us it's raining. We understand. We have faults, major faults.
We get messages sometimes.
And we get back. True or not? You are good as gold.
I gave you a chance.
I'm not going to say it's short man syndrome, but I'm not going to say it ain't. All right.
Rather you just say thank you and go on your way.
No, in all seriousness, though, the people in Bismarck are good people. I know a lot of folks there. We always played them growing up, and they were always good people. This guy's not a bad guy at all. We got crossways, and it was a misunderstanding. I went up to him after the game, and I said, "Hey, can we have a conversation?" And he was willing to do so, and we both apologized to each other. You know, we're just both competitors, and I mean, it really wasn't as big a deal as it seems as though it was. I mean, I still think it's ludicrous that they called the cops, but again, he apologized, and so I forgive him. I wish him nothing but the best. And even the guy that texted about football, I'm just picking at you, man. Like, I don't want to be. Look, I don't want to get into it with nobody ever.
Right.
I mean, in my house, out of my house. Right. I'm like, I'm just trying to get along, man. But when you chastise me and yell at me, you come at me as a grown man, and this is what I told him. I said, look, here's the thing, man. I go, I didn't handle myself the way that I should have. I was not a good Christian. I was a hothead. I go, but when you come up to me in front of three of my four kids and everybody from Poen and everybody in the park and you scream at me, I got defensive. I said, as a man, I just flew off the handle because you did. And he goes, I totally get it, man. I said, you should have just pulled me aside like I just did you and said, hey, can we have a conversation. He goes, you're exactly right.
Justin, here's what you and I need to remember the next time somebody does that.
David said to Goliath, you come with sword, a spear, and javelin, but I come at you in the name of the Lord God Almighty. Now I'm going to cut your head off.
That'll stop the conversation right there. And I'm about to cut your head off.
But I don't want to say nothing else about this, but I do want to say once again, I apologize to him as well as the officer involved and everybody there. I mean, it was not my intention to. Yeah. I didn't go there to do that.
You're living the songs you wrote.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. At Jones & Son, when you shop for an engagement ring, you get the benefit of shopping with the largest selection of rings in Central Arkansas. Jones & Son also carry the biggest brands in the business. At Jones & Son, shop their new collection of Jones & Son branded engagement rings. The Jones & Son rings are high quality at a fraction of the price, also are fully customizable, and they can